the major priorities for the defense to get that unspoken communication or get familiar with other guys in the secondary.
Yeah, yeah, that's the whole point of OTAs and minicamp and training camp. So, you know, you get the guys in here, we work together, we learn each other. Me and Antoine doing a good job of filling each other out, learning the defense together, meshing really well, and looking forward to the season.
What's the biggest challenge for you last year coming in as a first-year guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The playbook is huge. Coach Vic likes certain plays with certain situations, so you got to know, you got to think fast. So I think we're taking full advantage of the offseason, and we'll be ready for the season.
On the other side of the ball, you guys added a lot of receivers. Do you see that in practice? Do you see the quality of that receiving core when you're going against them every day?
Yeah, I definitely do. If I remember the stat correctly, up until the playoffs, only two receivers had a touchdown or something. So I think the guys upstairs have done a good job of building the receiving core, and we look forward to seeing those guys get out there and play.
Do you go against more three wide receiver sets than maybe you were doing a year ago at this time?
There's a lot more depth. There's more bodies out there. I think the coaches are trying to figure out what they like, what plays they like, and like I said, they're doing well.
With the secondary, you got Tremaine, Parrish, you know, guys who have been here. So maybe that helps make that adjustment with that new guy.
Right? Oh, yeah. Those guys are definitely competing. Everybody knows we lost Carlos and T. Brown. So Parrish Cox and Demo and guys like that are stepping in and stepping up. They want to play. They want to get on the field. And they know they got a battle to do that. So we've seen them guys make a lot of plays.
But Faye, being a veteran, is it easier for him to pick it up?
Oh, yeah. He knows concepts. For him, it's just the terminology, yo. Switching the verbiage, and then from there, he just plays football. There's nothing new to him.
Are you surprised, you know, your locker's right next to Eric Wright? He's not here. He's contemplating retirement. I mean, did you see any of that coming, or was that a bit of a surprise to you?
It's a little surprising. Maybe he's dealing with some personal issues, so, you know, I'm going to leave that up to him. I'm not going to invade his space. So if he comes back, I'll ask him how he's doing, but, you know, that's a personal decision, and I wish him the best either way. That's another guy. He's making a personal decision. I really can't comment as much on it. If he comes for training camp, that would be great. But right now, it's looking like he's not here. So we'll put other guys in until he decides to come back.
You've been able to give Jimmy some tips on what he's going through this offseason?
Oh, yeah. We tell all the rookies not to get discouraged because the playbook is vast. I was a little confused last year. And it just takes practice. It takes reps. Sometimes you have to mess up to learn. Sometimes it's the best way to do it. So it just comes with practice, and they'll be all right.
Is there anything Antoine has shown you this offseason, something to take your game to another level?
Yeah, he's a smart guy. He definitely is. Like I said earlier, he knows concepts. So if he sees something and I took a bad step, he'll tell me, hey, when you see this, you know, you can get ahead of the game because usually this happens. So, you know, I'm just trying to learn from him, and I know he's trying to learn from me because I've been in the system, so we're working together.